In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Christian mothers, God knows how to speak in our fears. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Saint Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel. For those who were seeking the child's life are dead." A heavenly inspiration tells Saint Joseph yet again what to do. That's important for us to know that the Lord always inspires us to do the right thing. Discerning his voice from the many, 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 many other voices that live within us is what matters. However, the most striking thing about this passage is Saint Joseph's fear. We can read, but when he heard that Archelaus, the son of Herod, was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Dear mother, it is reassuring to know that a man like Saint Joseph, a true man of faith, Saint Joseph, protector of families, can feel fear pretty much like we do. His fear conditions him, as our fears oftentimes condition us too. But God is far from being scandalized by this. Instead, he helps Saint Joseph discern why he is still in fear, what he can do, what he cannot do, and by so doing, he fulfills what had been said by the prophets: Jesus will be called a Nazarene, meaning someone born in Nazareth. It's good to know that even our fears can contribute to the fulfillment of our own history of salvation. Some fears we can check off by coming to our senses and putting up a little courage. Others, on the other hand, will keep us company for the rest of our lives. And still, these structural fears should not worry us. God knows how to speak to and from our fears too, to show us the way. For this reason also, Saint Joseph is a model for fulfilling God's will, the main goal of the confraternity of the Christian mothers. Saint Joseph remains a perfect model for us in following God's will in our lives. Despite having his own fears and worries, he set them all aside to respond to God's promptings. He feared, but he didn't let his fears crush him or paralyze him. Saint Joseph was ready to abandon the Blessed Mother and to move on with his life. But when the angel came to him to relay God's message, he immediately changed course. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had borne a son, and he called his name Jesus. Pope Benedict reflected on the life of Saint Joseph, recalling how his faithfulness to God is a perfect example for us. From the example of Saint Joseph, says the Pope, we all receive a strong invitation to carry out with fidelity, simplicity, and modesty the task that Providence has entrusted to us. I think, told the Pope, especially of fathers and mothers of families, and I pray that they will always be able to appreciate the beauty of a simple and industrious life, cultivating the conjugal relationship with care and fulfilling with enthusiasm the great and difficult educational mission. Saint Joseph responded to God's call with a generous heart, willing to put aside his plans to pursue God's plans. His example reminds us of our task to remain faithful to the vocation God has called us to, not letting our fears overtake us, but trusting in God's providential plan, despite of the apparent difficulties. Otherwise, it can be tempting to be satisfied with our spiritual life, not feeling a need to grow deeper in our relationship with God. However, according to many saints, if we are not moving forward, we will inevitably fall backward. In fact, if we are not growing, we are slowly dying spiritually. The time granted us in this life is precious for discerning and performing good works in the love of God. We will be judged on our ability to love on earth. In this way, your family herself, dear mothers, continuously grows towards the full maturity of Christ, as said St. Paul. I would like to encourage one another to attain the fullness of love and good works is situated in this dynamic prospect of growth. The key is to always strive for perfection, even if we cannot attain it fully in this life. It is essential to always move forward in the spiritual life. The spiritual masters remind us that in the life of faith, those who do not advance inevitably regress. So, dear Christian mothers, let us accept the invitation today, as timely as ever, to aim for the high standards of ordinary Christian living. The wisdom of the Church, the wisdom of your family, in recognizing and proclaiming certain outstanding Christians as blessed and as saints, is also meant to inspire others to imitate their virtues. While we may never become a canonized saint after our death, we are all challenged to strive for holiness in our particular situation in life. It may be not easy, and we may never attain perfection in this life, but the important part is the attempt, the constant desire to love God more and more each and every day. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.